that's part of the whole thing is if you have a chance to win a series early, like, do it. And it's, yeah, do you want to have to go back to Jersey and play more? No, you don't want to do that. It's the travel, the wear, but just to get the mental and physical rest, and then sit around and hope all the other series go deep. But in all seriousness, it's all about just trying to get the rest. And if you have this opportunity, you hope to take advantage of it.
So you would prefer the rest as opposed to playing right away, given the hot streak you guys have been on?
Yeah, there's no question. These series take a lot out of you. And you watch these first few games, it's pretty physical affair. And just to have that opportunity to mend the body is one thing, but don't underestimate mending the mind, because that's the part. Like, there's so much put into these games, and there's so much focus, and there's pressure levels and stress levels. Just to be able to sit back and breathe for a little bit is good.
John, is this series more physical than you thought it would be, or is that part of what you explain to the guys, that we need to do this because of how the Devils play?
Well, I think part of it is, it's looked at as a pretty physical series because you're looking at two teams that you don't really think of play that way. And the reason, there are a couple of playoff teams, they want to win, but they have it in them. And when, these games are on the line, both teams are stepping up. And it's, I think sometimes when it's not expected, it seems like it's more than usual. But it's two teams that are trying to win, and that's why this is, the way the series is playing out the way it is.
Are you surprised at all that Boiler's getting into it with some of your guys on the other side?
No, not at all.
You mentioned, I noticed about a week ago, you were asked by Ryan McDonough when he first got here, he wasn't 100%. Is he pretty much close to being up to where he needs to be?
Yeah, Mac's been great for us. You look at him out there, and he's getting all the tough assignments. He and Strahls have become a pretty good pair back there at both ends of the ice. But the big thing for me is the way he's breaking pucks out. We can sit here and talk about all the other parts to his game, but I can tell you, you look at spending less time in your defensive zone, big reasons because Ryan McDonough is breaking the puck out himself. And all our D have been doing a good job at that, but he especially has just brought an additional element to our game that we just didn't have before. And now you get to play him 22 to 25 minutes, and that's definitely a bonus for us.
Is Kelly going to be good to go tomorrow?
I don't know. He's progressing, so he's we're going to reevaluate him here today and see how he's doing. But he's definitely going to be a game time decision.
John, how do Kucherov, Miller, and Stamer complement each other?
Well, they all. Ultimately, they all see the game at an elite level, so you have to be able to do that. I believe to be able to play together. The one thing is, Miller is probably a little bit more of a north-south guy. He's a little bit more of the horse. He goes in there. He'll be in the corners. He'll net front it, where the other guys are probably a little bit more of the playmaking vision. Shooter type, and so to me, you can't have all three of those guys doing that, because at some point somebody's got to go get the pocket. At some point somebody's got to be net front, and at some point you're going to, in the corner, somebody's taking physical beating, and usually that's what Miller's been doing. And I also like the fact he's left-handed and he can take face-offs, where Stammer's the righty, so it kind of gives you a little different kind of dynamic. When guys are pulled out, they can go on other side or both sides, but. Yeah, they were good together.
Kucherov, obviously known as a scorer.